Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 now here on this Tuesday morning, 42 degrees. A Republican attempt to punish one of the House Democrats leading the impeachment inquiry fails.
Arizona Republican Andy Biggs introduced a resolution to condemn and censure House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff.
Whereas Chairman Schiff concealed his dealings with the whistleblower from the rest of the Intelligence Committee.
Democratic leaders immediately moved to table that resolution, effectively killing the censure resolution with a party line 218-185 vote. Schiff wrote in a tweet, House Republicans lacked the courage to confront the most dangerous and unethical president in American history. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Prosecutors say a computer software engineer has admitted to making threatening cyber attacks against websites criticizing a Wichita attorney's work.
37-year-old David Dorsett pleaded guilty Monday to two counts of making threats via the Internet. Dorsett admitted in his plea that he had contacted lawyer Brad Pistotnik in 2014, offering reputation management services. The U.S. Attorney's Office said in a news release Pistotnik wanted negative postings removed, including a Kansas Supreme Court disciplinary opinion. Dorsett sent an email barrage to Legal.com and RipoffReport.com, demanding they remove the information and threatening to target advertisers. Prosecutors say Dorsett billed Pistotnik for sending the threats. Pistotnik paid him the same day. Sentencing for Dorsett was set for January 6th. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A Wichita driver has been arrested in a crash that killed a passenger. Wichita Eagle reports Sedgwick County Jail. Booking reports show that 21-year-old Eric Lane Turner Jr. was taken into custody Saturday. He had a warrant for charges of reckless involuntary manslaughter, failure to stop at the scene of an injury accident, and driving while with a suspended license in the crash that killed 21-year-old Leon Turner.
The American Civil Liberties Union is getting involved in the suspension of a high school student near Portland, Maine.
The controversy started with the suspension of Cape Elizabeth High School sophomore Ayla Mansman after she posted a note in a bathroom last month that said, "There's a rapist in our school and you know who it is." School administrators say the note amounted to bullying, but an ACLU lawyer says the note represents protected free speech and the suspension will have a chilling effect on victims coming forward. Mansman and the ACLU are taking the school district to court to try to convince a judge to overturn her three-day suspension. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A judge in Illinois has decided it was a hate crime committed by a man last year in his comments about someone's T-shirt.
Timothy Tribus telling a judge that he feels extremely embarrassed about what he did to a woman who was wearing a T-shirt with a Puerto Rican flag on it last year. That woman is Mia Irizarry, who testified. The 63-year-old man criticized, even harassed her about the shirt that she wore at a park. Tribus has now been sentenced to 2 years probation, along with 200 hours of community service. He confessed that he was drinking at the time. The court has deemed this a hate crime. John Saucier, Fox News.
According to the Centers for Disease Control, there are approximately 15,600 nursing homes in the U.S., with about 1.3 million residents. Smart Asset did a study ranking all 50 states for the best nursing homes, and Kansas did well. A.J. Smith with Smart Asset says Kansas was 18th in their study. Smith says the Sunflower State has both strengths and weaknesses in the survey when it comes to money.
It was the 13th worst figure for the average fine amount at $23,526. But there were some metrics that stood out for Kansas on the positive side. One very important one is obviously the cost of nursing home care. When it comes to the average cost of nursing home care in Kansas, the average is about $64,970. That's the sixth lowest.
Arkansas was the best state in the study. New Mexico, the worst.
All right, let's take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Dry and quiet weather is going to persist over the next couple of days, and it won't be as windy as it was yesterday. Sunny up to 65 for the high this afternoon. Clear and cool tonight. Our low 46. Tomorrow's high near 70. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, west wind to 12 miles per hour and 42 degrees. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And on this date, this is October 22nd, on this date in 1979, the U.S. government allowed the deposed Shah of Iran to travel to New York for medical treatment, a decision that precipitated the Iran hostage crisis. Yep, it got everybody upset over there, and they took our people hostage because Shah came here for treatment of cancer, and we let him come in. So that's how that all started off. 6:34 now, Steve and Ted, and a famed restaurant in Peru's capital has learned what it may cost to give women menus that don't include prices. The seaside La Rosa Nautica restaurant in Lima is being fined $62,000 by a government agency that found it engaged in gender discrimination. The pricey seafood eatery, popular with international tourists and Peru's upper class, of course, I haven't been there and you haven't either, Ted, has long given women dining in the company of men a separate yellow-colored menu that does not include the cost of each dish. Men are given a blue-colored menu with the prices. Restaurant argued that the separate menus offer women the chance to enjoy a romantic evening without worrying about the cost. Well, what about the guy?
Very discriminatory to the gentleman.
Yeah, well, reverse discrimination. Okay. I've never heard of such a thing. I guess it's a common practice at the La Rosa Nautica.
Apparently that's their deal. Yeah. And now they've got to pay a fine. Big fun.
Yep. New York City has approved a Central Park monument featuring, for the first time, accomplished women. City Commission voted Monday to erect a tribute to three civil rights pioneers, Susan B. Anthony, Elizabeth Cady Stanton, and Sojourner Truth. Famous Park currently has 23 statues of men who left their mark on history. There's not a single female, unless you count fictional characters like Mother Goose and Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, boy.
Well, that's okay. It's okay.
I don't think it is.
It's okay that they're putting these statues in there.
Well, yeah, it's about dang
time. That's what I'm saying. I wonder where the Amelia Earhart statue is. Somebody like that. Apparently, history didn't begin until
good grief.
Time. I would think she would be.
Come on, New York City.
Get on a stick.
Gee, do you think the Parks Board there is a good old boys club?
Oh, I'm sure it's a mess. Just a political mess. All right, Ted, it's...
Of course, we're so enlightened. It was just, what, like 4 or 5 years ago that Augusta National Golf Course finally allowed women to...
Is that right?
Yeah. It's just insane.
Yeah. There's a lot of things we...
Yeah.
A long way to go in a lot of areas, I guess. Any thoughts on narrowing Douglas right now, Ted? This experiment that the city council may or may not go for?
I mean, the first thing that I thought of was this is not a good idea, although I don't know if I have anything to back that up.
I had the feeling that the mayor...
You know, and they talk about wanting it to be more walkable and, you know, scooter-friendly and bicycle-friendly, whatever. Wouldn't you want to do that during the summer months when more people are doing those type of things? Maybe that's an experiment you do in June and July.
Okay.
And that incorporates, you know, the River Festival and things like that. But I don't see any need to do it with expedience or during the... Winter or spring.
I don't want to discriminate to people who are healthy and like to walk and get out, because God knows I like to exercise, but a lot of people in this town don't want to do anything unless they can park right next door. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, but maybe that's what we need to be in a modern, enlightened, urban society.
Then. I don't know.
All right, well, they're going to talk about it today, and I got the feeling that Mayor Longwell's not real hot on the idea.
He didn't exactly
jump up and down
do
and say,
a rah-rah when he was filling us in on
it. Yeah, here's a good one. But all right,
we'll see.
World Series starts tonight. Of course, this brings back so many memories for me, and probably for you too, Ted, but as a kid, they used to run the World Series games in the middle of the day. And in school, that meant that all the teachers, they would have had a revolt if they couldn't get the TV in there and watch, because a lot of those teachers were big sports fans, you know, like everybody else. So we would have that. I mean, within the afternoon, several times when I was a kid, we'd spent the afternoon with big fans blowing over here because it wasn't air conditioned, watching the World Series with our teachers. I just thought it was they don't do it in the afternoon anymore. What do you think about
that? Well, that's a nice use of school time right there for your education.
Well, I got to see something very educational. I got to see Bill Mazeroski hit one over the fence in Pittsburgh. That was
1960.
That was pretty neat. I mean, everybody, even the Yankee fans, I think, thought that was a pretty terrific ending to that World Series. Ooh, wow.
Of course, that's back when baseball was the number one sport.
It was the king.
Not anymore.
All right, 6:38 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and it's time for our commodities update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Steve. And I used to watch the World Series in school, too, and I remember watching Bob Gibson pitch some very good games.
Oh, yeah, Gibson, wow. Okay. Good memories.
Well, the trading Monday was mixed, as were the closes for the cattle complex. The live cattle managed to be positive and the feeders negative. The five area feed yards last week only traded 63,000 head of cattle at slightly lower money. The Southern Plains pulled the movement and the prices lower last week. The Dodge City Cargill plant yesterday was back to receiving cattle after last Thursday's explosion. Lean hogs traded mixed and closed mostly positive. We saw... December live cattle 25 cents higher at 113.87 yesterday. November feeders were unchanged at 142.85. And December hogs 12 cents lower at 67.82. Now, last week, the wheat led with upside. This week, it started Monday with negative trading and closes. The weekly export inspections were marking year highs for the corn and the soybeans yesterday. And we saw the corn harvest being pegged at 30% complete. 47% is the five-year average. Soybean harvest, 46%. 64% is the five-year average. The winter wheat planting is 77% complete, just ahead of the five-year average. And the wheat emergence, 53%, right in line with the five-year average. Now, we saw the grain markets last night trade lower, and then they've reversed and got back on the positive side. We're seeing headlines this morning that China is poised to offer importers of U.S. soybeans exemptions on an additional import tax of up to total of 10 million metric tons. At the moment, December KC wheat, 6¾ cents higher at 432¼. December corn up 4½ at 391¾. November soybeans up 11½ at 944¾. December crude oil, 25 cents higher at 53.76. December gold up $1 at 1489.10. December S&P 3 points higher at 3,009.5. December dollar index 10 cents higher at 97.15. And December Dow Jones futures up 24 points at 26,822. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, do we sell any agricultural products to Cuba right now?
A little bit, I believe. But, you know, I cannot give you an exact answer on that, but I do believe a little bit goes there.
Yeah, there was
not a real big market, and there's still a lot of controversy about doing trade with it.
Right. There was some talk a few years ago. Maybe it was Jerry Moran, Senator Moran, said, yeah, we ought to trade with those people, but... I think you pointed out to me one time that doing business with communists sometimes is a non-cash, maybe you'll get paid type of deal.
That's true. Sometimes, you know, we're ended up donating stuff to them. And the other thing is that we've seen, I'm not saying this about Cuba exactly, but I do know it's other countries that we trade with, especially some of the African countries. We provide them with grain, and it doesn't go to the people that really need it.
Ah, yeah. Isn't that aggravating? That's so criminal.
Yeah, they have quite the black market, you know, in some of those countries that, you know, that stuff doesn't filter down where we intend it to go.
Well, I don't want to be politically incorrect, but I just finished this book, Unbroken, about a prisoner of war in Japan. And in those camps over there, the Japanese soldiers, the Red Cross packages came in, and they didn't even get into even the guards didn't get them. They sold them on the black market so fast that it was unreal. But, you know, that's the way it happens sometimes. The unscrupulous will do these things, right?
That's exactly right.
All right. Thank you, Tom. 6:42 now, Steve and Ted. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker coming up. Can you prepare for a recession? That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too.
Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.